This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Very soon, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will announce his presidential bid. Former Sergeant in the Marines Daniel Penny claims he subdued a New York City subway transient, Jordan Neely, based on his actions and not his skin color. Penny gave his first interview to the New York Post over the weekend. Neely's uncle says Penny doesn't deserve a plea deal after being charged with manslaughter in the second degree. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has 6 months to secure a grand jury indictment against Penny. Penny's attorney, Stephen Razor, on Fox News last night.
His only motivation was to help. His motivation was to help save those pastors from somebody who was clearly an imminent threat.
President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ahead of a looming debt default deadline imposed by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. Then we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling where we currently are.
McCarthy described the conversation as productive.
What we agreed to do is we're going to have Congressman Garrett Graves and Patrick McHenry get back together.
Staff-level talks are set to reconvene ahead of discussions between Biden and McCarthy. I'm Dave Collins.
Facebook owner Meta was fined this morning for a record $1.3 billion and ordered to stop transferring data collected from Facebook users in Europe to the United States. The penalty announced by Ireland's Data Protection Commission is potentially one of the most consequential in the 5 years since the European Union enacted the landmark data privacy law known as the General Data Protection Regulation. Today is officially Buy a New Musical Instrument Day to help you create beautiful melodies with a brand new instrument. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There's hope the relationship between the United States and China is beginning to thaw.
President Biden sees a future where the relationship between the U.S. and China will get a little warmer. At the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said the U.S. is working to make a stronger relationship with China less risky.
That means taking steps to diversify our supply chains, and we're not dependent on any one country for necessary products.
He also said the U.S. would never sell any sensitive technology to China, regardless of the relationship between the two countries. I'm John Schaefer.
A crew of four is headed on a private mission to the International Space Station.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Sunday afternoon with a live crew.
2-1, engines full power, and liftoff, Falcon 9, go axial.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Four passengers, including 3 paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are now headed toward the International Space Station. The AX2 mission will make history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel into space. It also marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. I'm Skip Kelly.
A security guard was one of 3 people killed in a shooting at a Kansas City, Missouri bar yesterday that also wounded 2 others, including 1 critically, according to family members. The rapper performing Nutty Still Gassin had posted a live video from the club earlier in the night before the shooting happened on his Facebook page. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and business.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wouldn't be easy, but we thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Phil Hotzenpiller. Yes, he is the founder and proprietor of American Faith, also senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning to you.
Hey, Phil, you know, one thing before we get on the topic about Target is that more and more, you know, 2.5 years post-COVID, you know, what's coming out, particularly in California, is how many churches in California shut down, did not heed Jesus' admonition about rendering to Caesar that which is Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And Influence Church did not shut down. One of the few. And I'm wondering if you have any insight or calculation of how many churches that did shut down have either gone away or they've become so insignificant that they're just not serving their local communities. Do you have any idea on that?
You know, I don't know that answer. That's a great question, though. I think the one thing that I would say in reflecting back, not only did a lot of them shut down, but some of the ones, and they were the larger ones, when they finally reopened, they became centers to receive the vaccine. And it was almost like a double whammy. It was like, you know, we're going to shut down, and then they opened up with large circles that you had to stand in. You couldn't associate with anybody. You know, it was all outdoors. And then they set up centers so you could go to church, then you could go get the vaccine following that. So it was really, and one of those is right here.
So we're not going to have Sunday communion. We're going to have inoculation Sunday, right? We're gonna put aside. Oh my gosh, the breaking of bread, right? Wow,
yeah,
how bizarre.
The commentary on that is that, I mean, how I know that is some of the people that attended that church, and if I named it, you know, a lot of people would know it. So I'm not going to do that, but. But they left for that very reason. And I think what happened is, the sad commentary on this is, number one, you've got pastors who can't lead when it really counts. But they're very good at gathering people, you know, on a Sunday morning. So this is a large mega church, very good at gathering people. But what are they getting when it's all said and done? And,
exactly.
And I think that's the challenge that I think is ahead of us is if that shuts you down, and that brought you conformity to government mandates, what will happen when it really, something really strong comes, even stronger than that, which it will, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to roll over, and you're going to get folded up like a cheap suit, and that's what's happening.
Well, you know, in my study this morning, Phil, I don't know why, you know how it is when the Holy Spirit decides, okay, it's time for the knucklehead, you know, to understand this. I'm going to open up his eyes and see what's going on. You know, because you always hear that, you know, King David was a man after God's own heart. And, you know, a lot of times people instantly go to, well, wasn't King David the guy that, you know, got his friend killed so he could marry his wife? You know, and they start counting all these things that, you know, King David had done. But yet God said that he's a man after his own heart. And as I was reading, you know, during that period of time after Saul had died and even before then, is the recurring thing that happened was that before King David made a move, he would consult God. And I thought, oh, okay, now maybe I'm getting to understand this, is that what made him, you know, so special in the heart of God was that he didn't make a move without consulting God. Where Saul, on the other hand, he said, well, you know, hey, you know, these people, you know, that I'm leading here, they wanted me, you know, even though God said, get rid of everything, destroy it all, you know, they wanted to, you know, hold on to some of the, you know, some of the pillage and hold on to it instead of doing what God called them to do. So he yielded to his people and not to God. And for some reason, this is really sticking out loud and clear for me, you know, this morning, that David was the reason he was after a man after God's own heart, is that no matter what it was, even things that seemed so obvious that, okay, this is what I need to do. He said, wait a minute, I'm going to check with God first. And of course, that really brought me to my knees because I realized, you know, myself, I go, how many times, God, did I, you know, I thought, oh, this is obvious. This is no brainer. I got to do this. And I didn't come to you and say, hey, you know, confirm this is what you want me to do, right? I'm confessing my sins to you so you can pray for me that I can be healed, okay?
You know, the good news is I don't have much power to forgive, but I know one who does, and he's in charge. You know, I think that you hit on a good point. There's no one perfect outside of God. Mm. And yet there is a difference between, let's say, Christian A, who has a heart for God, Christian B, who just wants to go to heaven.
Mm.
And I think David exemplified that heart for God, and that's why he's a man after God's own heart, because it's not that God is unaware of our shortcomings, but it is, how do we respond when we fail, and do we learn that lesson? Do we transform? Do we make a change in our life? And that's the battle of being human, quite honestly, you know, is right. Day in and day out, we battle this thing called the flesh and the world and the devil, and what do we do with it? You know, mm-hmm. You always want to have that heart of, I want to come back to God, I recognize this, and keep moving in the right direction.
Right. Well, and the other thing too, Phil, is I wonder, you know, because there are seasons of our lives that we go through. What is God preparing, you know, for us now? I mean, you've studied eschatology, you've studied the times, you and I are looking at what's going on in our culture, and I'm thinking, well, like you are, and going, okay, God, what are you telling us? What do we need to be prepared for? And, you know, you and I talked about this last time, and that is that, you know, lest even the elect would be deceived, right? So there is that deceptive spirit that's going to be flying out there. But if we're not in tune with the legitimate, in tune with God, we're going to get tripped up. And God doesn't want us to be tripped up. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the only way that, you know, how does a young man keep his way pure? The book of Psalms says, by guarding it according to your word. And one of my favorite scriptures, you've heard me quote it many times in the context of COVID, it is Jeremiah 12:5. If you have raced with men and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? And if in a safe land you fall down, what will you do in the jungles of the Jordan? And the idea is, if small things trip you up, like COVID, which I'm not saying it's little, but I'm saying it by comparison to what could be, then what will you do when, you know, all hell is unleashed on planet Earth? What do you do then?
Right.
So in building endurance and building strength for the future, you know, is, I really believe, the key of how we should function as human beings.
Well, God wants us to do mighty exploits, right? And you can't do mighty exploits if you're not connected to God and you're not having, you know, said experience, right? Because those who experience their God, that's a personal connection, an attachment to the reality of who God is, right, in your life and for your life.
Yeah, if you think about it, God was...
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to go to break here. Let's talk about it on the other side. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us, president and founder of American Faith. Phil, I wanted to, you know, put a little bow about what we were talking about earlier, and I had to cut you short, so you want to pick it up from there?
Yeah, I totally spaced out where we were, Bill. I got in the convo with you on the
plane. You know what happened is I did too. That's why I gave it to you. I was hoping you would be able to save us, you know. Hey, just being vulnerable here, you know.
So, well, hey, I can always flip to Target. How's that one?
Yeah, we can do that because, you know, I was mentioning that I did a little news hit on Newsmax. I was invited to come on and we were talking about, you know, brands and the Trump brand and other things. And I told him, you know, based on my marketing background, you know, having a brand is, boy, that's the most important thing, you know, for an organization because people know what they can count on, you know, from you. It's like Influence Church. Influence Church has developed a brand amongst its followers. And all of a sudden, if you decided to change Sunday services and do something totally out of characteristic, it would disrupt the flow and what people can count on, you know, from you. It's like our government. Our government, we have this brand and now it's realizing it's being compromised. And after the Durham report, you know, they go, wow, what does America really stand for? You know, and so anyway, Target right now, just like, you know, Bud Light, just like Disney World, and some of these entities that have a brand are sacrificing their brand, which is going to affect their stock. You know, how would you like to have stock in, you know, Anheuser-Busch, you're just watching it go down, or Disney. I mean, after the fiasco, I mean, just in a short period of time in Florida, they lost over $40 billion. How do you do that and still maintain a job? I don't know.
Well, I think the one thing that's interesting is the arrogancy of Disney to just keep pushing forward with the same exact agenda and not shift gears really in any significant way. We have some friends that are, you know, very well off and they're new Christians. They're probably about a year old in the faith. And without even prompting, they announced to me yesterday that they instructed their stockbroker to sell all stock in Target, all stock in Budweiser. And there was a third one they also instructed them to, and they were all, Walt Disney. And they said, we don't care, you know, obviously, we care about money, but we care about values more. And I think this is the heart. This is not like the seasoned 30-year Christian who understands the Word of God in every aspect. These are people that it's pretty obvious to them what's happening. And I think this is what really speaks loud volumes. And if you look at Target, I mean, we ran a story on this on American Faith. And when you get down to the idea that they have pushed this agenda in children's and baby wear. So it's not just, hey, you go there, you get a T-shirt because you happen to be proud to be LGBTQ or you want to get a pride flag. This is now they're featuring onesies with bunnies and teddy bears, mermaids holding an LGBT flag. So I want to do a piece that you don't know, and that is that one of the people that I follow is actually a pastor's wife out in North Carolina. And they took a picture of Target where the display formerly was. So what happened was the Pride section was taken down at Target at Afton Ridge. That's in Concord, North Carolina. And also the same-sex book section in Walmart. They both got taken down. Now, they didn't completely get rid of them. But the fact that they actually moved the section out of the front display. So as it is right now, the first thing you see when you walk into Target is this pride display. So the point is that there was enough protest, enough voices spoken, that they at least got it out of the public eye the first thing you walk into. You actually have to go look for it and find it now versus let me throw it in your face. And I really believe that with, you know, if we could mobilize people, and I already sent this article, already sent this Instagram post, to one of the people on my staff, and I said, let's do some research, let's find out what they did, let's do the same thing, let's create a template, then we'll write an article about it, and we'll push this thing across America.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, and time and again, I mean, American Faith has been reporting on these counter offenses against it, you know, whether it was, you know, the Hershey chocolate bar and what Jeremy did with, you know, coming up with that. So, you know, we've got to be, you know, like the Bible says, you know, as wise as serpents, right? And gentle as doves. Okay, well, look, we know their game, so let's, you know, we can fight back. And the thing is they're surprised. I think that's it. Whether it's Disney or Target or Walmart or any of these other entities, Starbucks and that, they're surprised when people respond. I mean, it's like, well, we didn't think, why is that a problem? Well, because I don't want my kids indoctrinated. Really, you know, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
Well, let's be honest. They're not going to appeal to them on a moral level because immorality runs this organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, and evil just runs it. So the only thing they're going to respond to is they're going to respond to financial. So if you can find a way to set them back, to cripple them, hopefully even to put them out of business, then they finally listen and respond. I mean, Budweiser has remained pretty arrogant. They keep pushing these phony American commercials. Thinking,
I know, you see that?
It's phony. It's just fake. You know, and what it does is screams as Budweiser's a suck-up versus be integritous, say we made a mistake, we misjudged our audience, we apologized, and we're killing Bud Light brand altogether.
Yeah,
that would be honorable.
Well, and I got to tell you, Phil, the CEO is a former Marine. Ask me how grieved I am about that.
Well,
I mean, I'm thinking, what is going on here? I mean, nobody's perfect, as you said earlier, but you've got to be able to, this is where leadership comes in, to say, hey, wait a minute, we made a wrong turn here. We need to, you know, reconnoiter, let's make sure we get back on track, throw yourself on the mercy of the court and, you know, in the court of public opinion. And, you know, make a sincere move, not just try to hide it, as you said, with phony ads that people, you know, they know what you're doing. You know, that this is all phony, it's not legitimate, and it's not going to work. And this is why when you go, you look at all these videos of Costco and Sam's, whatever, and the Anheuser-Busch line is, it's either out, non-existent, or, you know, the product's not moving, but all the other beer is moving.
Well, here's the other side of it, and people know this too. They also know that Budweiser is not an American company anymore. It's owned by Belgium company. And so you look at it, you go, like, you guys are double phonies. First of all, you're trying to cover your tracks with the American flag, and you get thumbs down because now you're also a European country trying to leverage you know, American patriotism with your beer. So it's like double phony for me. I mean, I think it's a joke. I think it's a disaster. And I think more and more people should do whatever they can to take all Budweiser products and say, we're not going to buy any Budweiser. And they have hundreds of products, by the way. They're not just beer.
No, yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's a lot of things they have out there. So, you know, they have endorsements. They have all kinds of things. Just strike while the iron is hot. This is the time to strike.
Exactly. Well, and whether it's Budweiser, whether it's beer or Target or these other entities, I mean, you know, American Faith is reporting that included in the merchandise, so this is what blows my mind, they got gender fluid mugs, queer all year calendars, drag queen books for children ages 4 to 8. I mean, they're unrelenting, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Yeah, the demonics are running corporate. That's what's happening. There's demonic spirits that are running corporate. And whether the guy is, whether the CEO is, you know, if he's head of it, then he's responsible. I don't care who he is, what he's done. You're responsible for pushing demonic agenda across America.
Well, you know, Jonathan Kahn said the return of the gods, and boy, are they coming full force. By the way, I'm going to be talking with him on Wednesday this week. We're going to have a chance to have about an hour together, so I'm looking forward to that because we'll be in Orlando for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention coming up. So stay tuned for details.
A game-changing plan to shake up the wireless phone market with the launch of Go 5G+. With carriers extending their device contracts to a staggering 36 months, customers have been left feeling vulnerable to carriers' rate hikes. Go 5G Plus guarantees that both new and existing customers get the same great device deals and are upgrade ready every 2 years. Plus, it comes with $270 in added value each month for families. Go 5G Plus also includes price lock guarantee, meaning T-Mobile won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data. Taxes and fees will apply. For a limited time, this plan can save families of three about $500 a year compared to other wireless premium plans. T-Mobile makes it easy to switch with their easy unlock offer. Hand in an old locked phone and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give customers a brand new phone up to $830 in value. Go 5G Plus is the ultimate solution for anyone looking for more flexibility, freedom, and value in their wireless plan. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. Former Sergeant in the Marines Daniel Penny claims he subdued a New York City subway transient, Jordan Neely, based on his actions and not his skin color. Penny gave his first interview to the New York Post over the weekend. Neely's uncle says Penny doesn't deserve a plea deal after being charged with manslaughter in the second degree. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has 6 months to secure a grand jury indictment against Penny. Penny's attorney, Stephen Razor, on Fox News last night.
His only motivation was to help. His motivation was to help save those pastors from somebody who was clearly an imminent threat.
Today is officially Buy a New Musical Instrument Day to help you create beautiful melodies with a brand new instrument. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know the place to check out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, drowning is a leading cause of death for children in the United States. The American Red Cross is strongly committed to its life-saving role in bringing confidence and water safety skills to millions of people every day. You know, families are strongly encouraged to build confidence in the water for life by learning to be safe, making good choices in and around the water, learning to swim, and how to handle emergencies. We're going to be talking to the Director of Aquatics and Public Safety at the American Red Cross, Nayeli Treos, in just a moment. But I do want to give you a little factoid or two here. In the U.S., children ages 1 through 4 are more at risk of dying from drowning than any other cause of death. Are you aware of that? For children ages 5 through 14, drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury or death after motor vehicle crashes. And every year, there are about 4,000 drownings. That is an average of 11 drowning deaths per day. Another 8,000 water accidents happen each year, and that averages about 22 non-fatal drownings per day. Nayeli Treos of the Red Cross is with us now. Good morning, Nayeli. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on National Water Safety Month.
Nayeli, why is water safety so critical?
There's a lot of layers in that, right? But the main thing is making sure our children are safe in the event of an accidental fall into a body of water, right? Which is why the American Red Cross has created a circle of drowning prevention, which is different layers to prevent that. You know, one is having making sure our kids don't have access to unsupervised bodies of water. So if you have a residential pool, is having four-sided fences around the pool just to make sure we prevent access to that. The second thing is having our children learn how to swim, wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket, swimming in areas where there's a lifeguard on duty. And the most important, one of the most important ones is having an adult provide them constant but very, very important active supervision. Put down your phone, put down the magazine. So again, it goes to being constant but very much active supervision.
What are the benefits of teaching your child to swim?
There are so many benefits, but one of the main ones is safety. Again, we want to make sure we're providing our kids with the resources and tools to respond in the event of an accidental fall. But then it could lead to other things where it's like a team sport, fitness, recreation, and then maybe one day they become a lifeguard.
Now, Ellie, tell us more about the partnership between Sweet Frog and the Red Cross.
We are super excited to announce our partnership with Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Sweet Frog and its customers are really invested in the American Red Cross mission about water safety. So they're helping us spread the word to children and adults on how to be safe in, on, and around the water through hosting water safety events where there's coloring sheets, there's water watcher cards, there's activities for children, and those are all accessible through Sweet Frog. .com/water safety. In addition, they're running a fundraiser for the American Red Cross from May 1st through August 15, where you can donate to, again, going back to our original cause here, is to prevent water, to educate people with water safety. And you could do that again on their website, sweetfrog.com/water safety.
We're talking with the Director of Aquatics and Public Safety at the American Red Cross. Nayeli Trejos continues with us. Nayeli, what are three ways to reinforce water safety?
That's a great question. So number one, I know is model the behaviors that you want to see, right? Put down your cell phone, the book, the magazine, model the behaviors. The second thing is never swim alone. Doesn't matter how proficient a swimmer you are, please make sure you swim with someone. And lastly, if you're going to be on a boat, please don't just pack your life jacket. Wear that U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket.
Nayeli Trejos is the Director of Aquatics and Public Safety at the American Red Cross. And as we wrap things up, Nayeli, can you remind our listeners where they can go for more information?
So for more information on our partnership with Sweet Frog, you can visit sweetfrog.com/water safety. And if you want more information on our courses, you can visit redcross.org.
Well, there it is. We're on standby here to see if Joe Biden and the Republicans can come together regarding this debt ceiling and to move forward. But I'll tell you, the Democrats are really counting on the bully pulpit and President Biden to be able to deflect any kind of responsibility if there is a shutdown. I think it's very difficult, for the president and the Democrats to blame Republicans when it's only been the Republicans that have presented a budget. And now you've got also Janet Yellen, she's clutching her pearls, so to speak. I mean, she was kind of, gave a general, and I think missed the mark in terms of when we would be running out of money. And, the last week or so, she's been intensifying the sense of urgency. And so much so that the president had to come back early after, the G7 meeting in order to meet with his staff and also with the leader of the House to, to negotiate this debt limit. They supposedly met for more than 2 hours on Sunday night, but they're still trying to work this through. So, to the credit of the GOP, and I think whether this is, I hate to put in those terms, it's about the Republican Party or the Democrats, because really this is about America, and this is about coming together to, agree on something that makes sense for all Americans, regardless of party. You look at what's being proposed here by the Republicans. In terms of their offering, they're just saying, hey, look, let's just freeze everything at the 22 levels until we can get a handle on this. I mean, obviously, this thing's out of control. Inflation has gone where it's at. I think it's reasonable to say, let's hit a pause here and not add any new budget items. Let's just hold the 22 levels. And we'll take a look at these other areas where there's duplicative waste, things that we can do, in terms of attacking this low-hanging fruit, that we can do something about this $31.4 trillion debt that we find ourselves. It's not going to be expanded to over $33 trillion with this next approval. I think that what's being offered here is reasonable. Because this is, I mean, it's more than reasonable when you think, you know, what we're doing in households across the country. I mean, it's a no-brainer. We don't have to go through all the shenanigans that, for political bias and political reasons. And, you know, again, what this exposes is what we've been saying all along, and that is the political favors that must be paid off. You know, Democrats have promised their donors that they're going to give them a return on their investment. You know, for all that they invested in these Democratic candidates, the way they get their money back is when they're in power, then they can go to the Treasury and start doling this stuff out. And they went over the top, and I still maintain the reason they did is because they never expected, and nobody ever expected Hillary Clinton to lose. And so they lost a lot of ground in those 4 years when they didn't have control of the Treasury, although they did, you know, try to finagle some things through Nancy Pelosi, because they did have, you know, the Senate and Congress at one time. And fortunately, they weren't able because of the power of the presidency and Donald Trump. But they tormented Donald Trump to no end. And at what expense? At the expense of the American people, because look what he did with the GDP. Look what he did in liberating us in terms of energy independence. But somehow that didn't fit the narrative, and it wasn't convenient for the Democrats or their donors. So they had to kneecap him in all sorts of manner in order to make sure that their resistance got in the way, but the resistance served the party. It didn't serve the American people. That's my whole point here. And this is, I believe, which is a bit disturbing to the Democrats, because they're realizing people are abandoning ship here because they see it for what it is. And hopefully the Republicans can mount up some leadership, you know, in much the same way as Kevin McCarthy is doing, to where it will give people a sense of confidence that they can trust the Republican Party, because they know right now they cannot trust the Democrats. Of course, this will play out, and we'll keep reporting to you as it becomes available.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Adam Holtz one more time. Boy, it's so much fun to talk to you in such a short period of time. Usually it's once a week, but we got a double dose because we talked to you on Friday, and here you are. It's Monday for our usual segment here. So welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, except for a little throat thing, I'm a little Flemish here. I don't know what the heck's going on here. But
I'll cast no stones because I'm Flemish a lot, so not from the country. But
I know. It's just I don't know what the heck. It's just a kind of a weird deal that's you know, flying around. But anyway, I got to get this away from me because it's you know, interrupting a little bit of the you know, the ability to talk here at times. So anyway, thanks for putting up with me. So so what's happening there at PluggedIn.com? You know, the big focus for you right now.
Yeah, you know, we are just getting cranked into the summer movie season, and you know, last weekend we had Fast 10, the latest Fast and Furious movie, came out and made a big splash, or I should say a big explosion, because there might be more explosions than there are dialogue, and that's kind of the way it is in the summer. You know, we've just got, summer is a time of bombast and sequels, and we have a ton of those on tap, you know, practically every week this summer. And so we're keeping track of that for you if you want to know, you know, exactly what's going on in any given week. We will let you know exactly what you can expect to find in theaters, you know, usually a couple days before movies come out. So typically, we'll get screenings before they come out, and we'll give you, you know, enough time to do your homework to make a good decision for your family.
Yeah, what is it about, you know, all these crashes and explosions and everything like that? I mean, it seems like the budget, you know, budgets for these movies are, you know, more for destroying things, you know, than anything else. It's like, what happened, you know, with the creativity? It's kind of like, you know, music, you know, the music world. You can always tell when they've kind of lost the sense of creativity, and that's they turn the music up and you get distortion, right?
Yeah, well, let me wax, you know, vaguely philosophical for just a moment. You know, we can often look back at the history of cinema and say, well, what were the pivotal moments? And, you know, Jaws in 1976 was a big one. Star Wars in 77, in some ways, is the beginning of the modern blockbuster era, and then we started to get sequels after that. But more than one person has said that Raiders of the Lost Ark in the summer of, 82, I think, was the movie that established the template for movies today, and that we haven't really veered from that. And the template is one big set piece action sequence to another, to another, to another. You know, you have those beats, and each one gets more unbelievable and more incredible than the other. And so, in a way, you could argue that we have been remaking Raiders of the Lost Ark for the last 41 years, you know, right. Only with more pyrotechnics and more explosions and more of everything. But as you know, sometimes more actually isn't more. You know, I loved Spider-Man No Way Home, not because of three Spider-Men and all the villains. I loved it because of the relationships. And I think the best stories are the stories that still focus on the nitty-gritty and relationships, even in a big movie. You know, a lot of people are saying Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is doing better than most Marvel movies because you have relationships between characters who care about each other. And so I hope that Hollywood can remember that that's really why we go to the movies. Yeah, you know, we like the gee whiz stuff, but man, the bar is so high now. I'm like, is that all you got? You know, it's going to take more than just special effects to impress most of us these days.
Well, and you know, and then add to the mix a cultural influence that people aren't necessarily behind, Adam.
Absolutely.
You know, all the LGBTQ agenda, the pronouns, pronoun sensitivity, all this that's creeping in. You know, it's just, you know, people are feeling more and more uncomfortable. I mean, I think I shared with you before about, you know, one of my favorite series that I've liked up until recently is NCIS Hawaii. And they want to make this big thing about this, you know, these two gals. And it's like, man, I just fast forward through it. I'm sorry. I just don't want to, you know, I think most of the stuff is halfway decent. But I just don't, you know, and let me tell you, I feel squeamish about heterosexual love. I you know,
right.
Things like that. I mean, I just don't want it thrown in my face.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, Bill.
No, go ahead.
You know, here's the thing. I don't think most of us, when we go to the movies, want to be preached to. And sometimes you will hear people say, well, I really don't like Christian movies. And I wonder if Christian movies sometimes have the same problem, that we're so concerned about the message and you get ultimately what might be felt like as a sermon that the story suffers. And I think there's a way to tell stories that encapsulate our beliefs and do that in a winsome way. So I'm not trying to bag on Christian movies, but I think we now have this fundamentalist vibe of progressivism, right? You know, it's like, right. You're just as religious as, you know, many of the Christians were back in the 80s when people got tired of feeling like that we were doing that. Because I think that there was that sense culturally, you know, we're tired of you telling us how to live. But now, you know, as Christians, we don't actually do that very much anymore in a public way because, let's face it, the people who have the microphone are the people who have a progressive agenda, and I don't think most of us want to be preached to. We want to be entertained. We don't want propaganda. And I once heard a Hollywood producer who said he was a Christian in the industry. His name's totally escaping me because it's Monday morning. But he said, movies are better at asking questions than they are giving answers. And that's always stayed with
good point.
Me, right?
Yeah.
And so I think
like
when a story causes you to ask questions, there is an invitation into something deeper. But when a story says this is the absolute answer that we want to make sure you don't miss, oh, man, I think it's harder to swallow.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And because there is... When you ask a question, you really engage someone's imagination because the answers are going to be prolific. As many as the people are watching, they're all going to have a different answer to that same question, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think a good storyteller is someone who understands that different people are going to be coming from different perspectives. And so what does it look like to
to tell a story that invites people in, but doesn't do it in a way that shames them or embarrasses them or tells them, this is how you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go back to Jesus. I mean, Jesus was a master storyteller, right? And more often than not, okay, I'm generalizing, but Jesus asked questions, right? And sometimes people weren't even sure what the point of the story was. He was actually comfortable just sort of being provocative in the best sense of that word. And sometimes even his disciples were like, oh, we're not sure what that story means. Can you tell us what the meaning is, you know?
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah, and then you hear Jesus going, oy vey, not again.
You know, in his best Yiddish, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, just saying, you know, that was my poor interpretation. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, but you know, this is it. This is where we are, and in our attempt to, you know, call these things out. But I think you bring up a perfect point here, Adam, and that is that it is still about entertaining, you know, especially when people are paying, you know, when you go to the theater today, it's not like, you know, $10 or even when I was a kid, it was a quarter, man. You got everything. You got in, you got something to drink, everything else. Oh, gosh, do I might sound like my dad all over again. But no, this is just, this is just crazy, you know, the kind of money that you put in. And it's like, you know, and then you got to sit through at least, 20 minutes of trailers and commercials before you even see the movie.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And you know, I do think there's a place and a calling for us as believers to tell winsome, provocative, in the good sense of that word, stories, right?
Yeah. And I think in a lot of ways, to your point, Adam, in a lot of ways, Christian movies have improved dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, compared to, like you said, you cited the 80s. Gosh, I remember it was almost cringeworthy. Anytime they came out with a movie, it was like, oh, my gosh, one of those, you know, low-budget, you know, Christian movies. But, you know, the kind of talent that has now, you know, come into the sphere, into the orb of Christian productions. I mean, it's really improved, but the opportunity here is to to be good storytellers.
That's right. And the storyteller I was talking about, by the way, his name was Ralph Winter, not the world missions guy, but the Hollywood producer. He worked on some of the Star Trek movies and some of the X-Men movies. And I think he's a great example of somebody who has been open about his faith, but he understands, you know, the role that he has and has sought to do that within the context of the system that's there. And we could have a long conversation about, is it better to work within the system or just go do your thing outside the system like the Kendrick brothers have done, for example?
Yes,
and I think there's a place for both of them. But there is a place for both of them.
Well, look what happened with Sony. I mean, Sony now has a division, a Christian division, right? So they're realizing, look at, you know, it's still about profit after it's all said and done, entertainment profit, right? Because you got stockholders you're beholden to. You got to deliver. Why not?
Yep.
Well,
and at some point, some of these woke companies are going to figure that out.
Well, here he is, Adam Holtz. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. Check it out for the latest reviews, you know, whether it's as to movies, music, and DVDs. Adam, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.